Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Amy Eddings in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We all know today and yesterday's hot weather has been an anomaly this season. It's been cool and wet, so cool and wet that a plant fungus that thrives in such conditions, late blight, has been devastating local crops, especially tomatoes. Perhaps you've noticed there are far fewer heirloom tomatoes showing up at your farmers' markets. We've talked about late blight before on the Brian Lehrer Show, but it's fresh in my mind again because of a restaurateur's op-ed piece in the New York Times this past Sunday. Dan Barber, chef and co-owner of Blue Hill and Blue Hill at Stone Barns, sources his raw ingredients from local farms. So he's been feeling the pain of late blight, too, and he believes late blight is a sign of what ails our agricultural system and organic farming. You know, the good guys. Dan, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, good morning, Amy.
First of all, tell me how late blight has been affecting you and the farms you work with.
Well, the farm that Blue Hill at Stone Barns is attached to, the Stone Barns Center for Food and Agriculture, raises 20 different varieties of both heirloom tomatoes and new variety of tomatoes. And this year, our farmer, Jack Algier, lost roughly about 80% of the tomatoes to the disease in less than 2 days.
Wow, less than 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah. So right now we'd be harvesting somewhere around 2,000 pounds a week, and we're down quite a bit. We have the fortunate situation of having a greenhouse, so we are getting tomatoes from the greenhouse. But overall, it's been a very disappointing season, to understate it a bit.
Agribusiness has been blamed for a lot of our recent food woes, such as E. coli outbreaks, animal mistreatment, our overexposure to antibiotics. But you write that home gardeners are major players in this latest crisis. How so?
Well, yeah, that's the sort of sad irony of this, in that the very people who have become more conscious about opting out of the big industrial food chain and either buying locally or, in this case, planting their own garden, have bought in back into the system and infected other gardens by, in large part, buying these tomato starter plants from the likes of Walmart and these big box stores that, in turn, buy their tomato starter plants from big industrial farms. And the problem with that, in this particular case, is there was a very large outbreak from one of these operations that was delivered to several stores, Walmart, Lowe's, others included, up and down the East Coast. No one was able to catch it in time. And in the span of what plant pathologists say is less than 36 hours, these infected plants were delivered to these stores and were kept in the stores basically because very few people are trained to recognize the disease. And it disseminated, blanketed the East Coast in a way that we haven't really ever seen.
Listeners, what do you think? Do you feel responsible for helping to spread the late blight among tomatoes? Do you know what you're getting into when you buy that tomato plant from Lowe's? Do you care? Give us a call, 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. We have a few more minutes with Dan Barber. Dan, there's one way around late blight, you point out in your op-ed, develop tomatoes that don't succumb to that. But the kind of genetic engineering, that kind of genetic engineering seems to go against advocates for sustainable agriculture and for heirloom tomato farmers who are growing these old breeds precisely because they aren't the kinds of tomatoes we are used to in the supermarket, developed with tougher skins, less juice, less seeds, more transportability, and, of course, less flavor. What's its culpability in this?
Yeah. Well, I'm guilty of this, I have to say, and I pointed my finger at myself and other chefs like me who celebrate heirloom tomatoes, and I think rightfully so. Everyone knows that they have fantastic flavor and are perfect at this time of year to celebrate all of our menus. But we do so often at the exclusion of newer varieties that are bred, not genetically engineered, but bred hybridized through generations of natural hybrid selection, which is how all of our food has come to be over the course of several generations. And these breeders are working to develop tomatoes and potatoes, in this case, that are resistant to late blight. And if they're in the right breeding program, in other words, if they're in the hands of breeders who care about flavor, and ironically, over the last 30 years, very few have been paid to care about flavor. They've been paid to care about long-distance travel and,
right.
and you know, lasting 16 years in your refrigerator without going bad, right? But if, for those who have bred tomatoes and potatoes for flavor, there are some great varieties out there. And we as chefs need to promote those varieties and explain that just because an heirloom is an heirloom doesn't mean that it rules on flavor. There are great new varieties out there, and they need to be promoted and celebrated as well.
Dan Barber is chef and co-owner of Blue Hill, and you're calling me from the Berkshires, right?
I'm calling you from Blue Hill Farm, actually, where we are also next door growing tomatoes and organically, and we've done it under a greenhouse this year, so we haven't been affected. The late blight disease, for the most part, explodes under conditions of heavy rain, which we've seen a lot of this summer. And if you're covered under a greenhouse, you don't get the collection of water on the leaves, and you don't get the late blight.
We have time for one quick call. Laura from the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Hi. I was curious. I heard if you buy your starter plants from one of the big box stores, that's causing the spread, but I started my plants from seed, and they still got hit.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for your call, Laura. Laura, you mentioned that, Dan, in your article, that one way around it that you were suggesting for people interested in growing their own is to do it from seed. What do you think, Laura?
Briefly,
we have 10 seconds.
Okay, the cruelty of this is that, if you do it the right way, which is to go from seed, you'll be affected by the wrong choices, which is to say buying them from these big box stores and having the disease spread. So you're basically, unless you're going to spray and spray heavily, you're a sitting duck for this disease this summer.
No matter what. Dan Barber, chef and co-owner of Blue Hill, and Blue Hill at Stone Barns. Thanks so much for joining us here on The Brian Lehrer Show.
Thank you.
The Brian Lehrer Show continues after news headlines here on WNYC. Stay tuned.